making the task a little bit harder for the next two games, Mark, do you think?
Yeah, 100%. Felt in terms of how well we've been doing recently, in terms of levels of performance, first half just simply categorically wasn't good enough, and we let ourselves down. We said how important it was to start the game well, because that was a lesson we learnt last week against Lye. We didn't start well enough and we got let off the hook, and today we just didn't, and we've got punished. And again, the goals have been our doing, and it's just disappointing really, because we've shown levels of controlling games and maturity at times, but that wasn't there in the first half today, and I was really disappointed myself as a player and as a manager. And ultimately you can't get away with it against a side like that in the playoffs.
You've said that all three goals were our problems that we made for ourselves, but they were really soft, weren't they?
100%, and that's to say the gifts, and we're not reacted quick enough to a short corner, and then when it's come in the box, just not strong enough. And it's ultimately disappointing, because we're basing ourselves on being hard to beat, like disciplined, and when you can see goals like that, it doesn't matter how hard to beat you are in discipline, when they're just so soft, and it's just not good enough for where we are. And we fancied ourselves today, probably a little bit too much in some areas, and that's what's let us down. And as a young side, what we can say is learn from it. It was similar to the Boldmere experience a few weeks back, in terms of taking responsibility and doing a job, and that's not what we've done today. And it's disappointing for those fans that have travelled, because I feel for them, because again, they didn't deserve that first half performance. Credit to a second half, I felt we managed it better. We obviously drew it 1-1, but the goal has come out of nowhere. It's so soft, so easy, and we just simply can't do that, and it's just disappointing.
You've had to play John Guy out of position, but he had a good game overall, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He started back in, and again, not to call anybody or to... I just didn't think we were good enough all round, though. That, and that's the bigger picture you have to take. For how well John's played, he'll be honest with himself and can be better, and we all can. And we've said if the worst happens, I feel like performances like today are our doing, because of those simple goals and because of those simple things that we allow to cause us problems, and we'll only have ourselves to blame if the worst happens. But we're going to go into Tuesday and we're going to go with the same confidence and belief that we show as a group. We'll pick each other up, we'll get round each other and go and give it a real good go, because it's tight down there. We need to check all the results, but I believe the two have drew, so everyone's on level points, and it's going to come down to these last two games, yeah, and we'll be ready, and we're fighting for it.
He handed Ben Price his debut, and he didn't do too bad.
No, I thought Ben was really good, and that's why we brought him to the club. Just unfortunate that we've not been able to see him a bit sooner, because of his injury that he picked up straight away in his first training session. But he went on, and again, against a good player, didn't faze him, and that was really positive. That was a plus point to come from it on a whole. But the ultimate disappointment is that result today, because three goals, which we've given, not played well enough in the first half, do that, you don't deserve anything in football.
We did score, but that's been a problem all season, not scoring.
Yeah.
When you get the chance, but Dylan's goal was a good one.
It was a good goal, but when you look at chances today, I don't think we've created many that have actually been where we find ourselves through on goal, and if we did, we've checked back, or we've played a misplayed pass into an area that probably shouldn't have played, and the final ball's not got there. And again, they're all elements that ultimately just are our doing, and that's what's frustrating, because yeah, credit to Hinkley, they're in the playoffs, they're a good side, but if we do our job, there isn't much of a difference, as we've seen against the best in the league, and that's what it's going to come down to at the end of the day, by doing our job. So
we've said every game's important, but Tuesday now is
massive,
the one.
Massive, yeah. Local derby. They're not going to do us any favours whatsoever, so we're going to need everybody there, everybody behind us. But it is, it's massive, and we want them 3 points, because one thing I'd like to see is a response, because that's what we do. And we'll be going into Tuesday, all guns blazing, everybody up for it, confidence, belief, getting round everybody, because that's what we're trying to build, and that's what we have been building. It's just those little setbacks like today and like Boldmere, because the form table, when we checked the other day, says we're not doing too bad at present, but ultimately it's going to be too little too late if we don't turn up on Tuesday, and that's what we want. We want to do that, and we're going to do it. So
will Josh be back?
I don't think he'll be back Tuesday, unfortunately, no, so that's a shame, but he'll be back for the last one. So Tuesday we'll go with what we've got, which will be enough, and then we'll go into that last one after a little break as well. So we'll have a break, we'll know where we're at come the end of the season, and we'll go to Corby and then go win there. So
cheers, man.